Well, greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Law Hour. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri, as an educational service in the public interest. I'm your host, George Gordon. The Law Hour is heard daily, 7 days a week, and worldwide on the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and the Gordon Law School, please go to my website. That's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour brings you important information about law, news, education, medicine, economics, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame poisoning right after this message. Hey, if you're earning $50,000 a year and you pay all of your 14 taxes, you get to keep about 41% of what you create and produce. Government gets 59%. That's about $20,000 for you and $30,000 for the government. Now, isn't that just kind of special? Now, if you think that your share isn't enough for you, then why don't you work twice as hard and produce twice as much and make $100,000 next year? Now go ahead and pay your same 14 taxes just like you did this year. That's right, 14 taxes. And you're going to net 24% and the government's going to net 76%. And what that means is that working twice as hard, producing twice as much, you net $4,000 more, or about 8% more net take-home pay than you did this year. Now, that's guaranteed by Congress and the IRS, by the way. You produce twice as much and net 8% more. And that's why I contend that there ought to be something more intelligent for you and I to do than to work to put ourselves into the top 5% of income earners and then only net 24% of it. Now, why don't you call today and order my free 4-hour CD package and let me tell you how to deal with that kind of crime. It's 4 hours of entertaining information. It answers many of your legal questions about taxes and why it is that we pay so much and receive so little in return. And let me teach you how to do just that in my Tax and Status School, which is now available on compact disc for home education. Now, to order your free general law CD package, why don't you call direct? The number is 417-273-4967. Or go to my website. It's georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Click onto the email machine and send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org or call direct 417-273-4967. Aspartame has bad news connected with it. Equal NutraSweet, or Equal Measure, or Spoonful, or Canderel. These are the trade names for the artificial sweetener aspartame. Aspartame isn't the only artificial sweetener, but we'll take aspartame first, and then we'll take a look at sucralose, which is another artificial sweetener with some of the same deadly effects. Aspartame was not approved until 1981 in dry foods, and for over 8 years, the FDA refused to approve aspartame because of the seizures and brain tumors that this drug produced in laboratory animals. Now, the Food and Drug Administration continued to refuse to approve it until President Reagan took office. Now, Reagan was a friend of the pharmaceutical company Searle. Searle is the pharmaceutical company owned by the multinational corporation Monsanto of St. Louis. Well, they fired the FDA commissioner who wouldn't approve it. And after all, if you've got a problem with the commissioner, can him, and let's get somebody that's more favorable to corporate America. Well, Dr. Arthur Hull Hayes was appointed as the commissioner. Even then, there was so much opposition to approval that a special board of inquiry was set up. And the board said, do not approve aspartame. So Dr. Hayes overruled his own special board of inquiry and approved aspartame for use in America's foods. And shortly after Commissioner Arthur Hayes Jr. approved the use of aspartame in carbonated beverages first, he then left for a position with the G.D. Searle Public Relations firm. This is a standard practice in Washington. You leave private business and work for a regulatory agency to get the regulations that you want approved, and then you leave the public service and go back into private business and then reap the profits that come from it. Now, long-term damage, it appears to cause slow, silent damage to those unfortunate enough to not have immediate reactions and a reason to avoid it. In other words, if you took a poison and it caused an adverse reaction immediately, you'd quit eating it. You'd say, I've got an allergic reaction to that, I'm not going to eat it. But if you don't develop an allergic reaction to it immediately, what if your body can tolerate it? And this goes on for several years, but the poison builds up in your body until it causes epileptic seizures or it causes some other neurological disease. We'll take a look at about 90 of those as we progress along. Well, it may take 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, or in some cases up to 40 years, but it seems to cause some reversible and some irreversible changes in health and body tissue damage over the long-term use of the product. Now, you may say, well, how can you tell me it's going to be a 40-year lag period when the product's only been on the market for 20 or 25 years? Well, the first artificial sweetener came out in 1937. And it was determined to be cancer-causing, and so it was taken off the market. It was replaced by another artificial sweetener, and now the third artificial sweetener is aspartame. And these artificial sweeteners are chemicals. In other words, we're going to put some chemicals together that's going to give us a taste sensation. And these chemicals, when they mix in your body, cause a long-term slow poisoning, which develops into symptoms. And these symptoms are then called diseases. We call these side effects. Now, the long-term damage it appears to cause is slow and silent. The first one that we need to look at is called methanol, also known as wood alcohol. It's a poison. 10% of the ingredients in aspartame is made up of this methanol. Methanol wood alcohol is a deadly poison, and people may recall that methanol was the poison that has caused some Skid Row alcoholics to end up blind or dead. Methanol is gradually released in the small intestine when the methyl group of aspartame encounter the enzyme, it's chymotrypsin, chymotrypsin, I guess is the way it's pronounced. The absorption of methanol into the body is sped up considerably when free methanol is ingested. Now, free methanol is created from aspartame when it's heated to above 86 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 30 degrees centigrade. This would occur when aspartame-containing product is improperly stored or when it's heated, for example, as part of a food product such as Jell-O when it's heated or put into a microwave, or in the case of diet soda pops, you can take them over to Saudi Arabia and stack them outside in 120 degree heat, and that releases the methyl. Now, methanol breaks down into formic acid and formaldehyde in the body. Now, remember, formaldehyde is a poison oven by itself, and it's used to preserve. It's a preservative. Bodies are taken to the mortuary, and they're filled with formaldehyde to preserve them. And formaldehyde is a deadly neurotoxin. An EPA assessment of methanol states that methanol is considered a cumulative poison due to the low rate of excretion once it's absorbed. Once in the body, methanol is oxidized to formaldehyde and formic acid. Both of these metabolites are toxic. And the recommended limit of consumption of 7.8 milligrams a day, a 1 liter, that's approximately 1 quart, aspartame-sweetened beverage contains about 56 milligrams of methanol. All right, now let's run that by you again. The recommended limit of consumption of 7.8 milligrams a day. That's less than 10. Well, 1 liter, that's a quart of Coca-Cola or some other beverage, has 56 milligrams, or approximately 5 to 6 times more. And that's just 1 quart, has 6 times more than the daily recommended limit. Now, heavy users of aspartame-containing products consume as much as 250 milligrams of methanol a day, or 32 times the Environmental Protection Agency limit. Now, the most well-known problems for methanol poisoning are vision problems. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. It causes retinal damage, interferes with DNA replication, and causes birth defects. Now, due to the lack of a couple of key enzymes, humans are many times more sensitive to the toxic effects of methanol than are animals. Therefore, tests of aspartame or methanol on animals do not accurately reflect the danger for humans. This was pointed out by Dr. Woodrow C. Monte. He's the director of the Food Science and Nutrition Laboratory at Arizona State University. There are no human or mammalian studies to evaluate the possible teratogenic or carcinogenic effects of chronic administration of methyl alcohol. So no tests were ever done on primates or on people to find out whether or not the stuff is toxic or poison or what the side effects are. Tests were done on rats. Rats can tolerate many times more than humans can. And even the tests that were done on the rats were recommended that the adverse effects are so bad that they ought not to use this stuff, and they decided to use it anyway because, after all, it makes profit. Wait till we get into the amount of disease and deaths that this stuff causes. It's a poison that's put right into your food. You accept it because it's FDA approved. It must be safe because the government says it is. But remember, this is the same government that's spraying you with contrails. You know, this is the same government that prohibits you from using Laetril for cancer. This is the same government now that has approved aspartame and other artificial sweeteners that contain deadly toxic poisons that are killing people, and yet it's FDA approved. It's corporation approved. Now, it's been pointed out that fruit juices and alcoholic beverages contain small amounts of methanol. And it's important to remember that the methanol is natural. Natural products never appear alone. In every case, ethanol is present, and usually in much higher amounts. Now, ethanol is an antidote for methanol toxicity in humans. Now, the troops of Desert Storm were treated to large amounts of aspartame-sweetened beverages, which had been heated to over 86 degrees Fahrenheit in the Saudi Arabian sun. Many of these men and women returned home with numerous disorders similar to what have been seen in persons who have been chemically poisoned by formaldehyde. The free methanol in the beverages may have been a contributing factor in these illnesses. Other breakdown products of aspartame, such as DKP, may also have been a factor. Now, the most well-known problems from methanol poisoning are vision problems. So keep in mind that formaldehyde is a known carcinogen, causes retinal damage, interferes with DNA replication, and causes birth defects. So if you're suffering from that or know somebody that is, the next question to ask, are you ingesting aspartame? We'll get to the brand names and the types of foods that contain aspartame and other artificial sweeteners, but the moral of the story is anything that contains artificial sweeteners is not fit for human consumption. In a 1993 act that can only be described as unconscionable, the FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration, approved aspartame as an ingredient in numerous food items that would always be heated to above 83 or 86 degrees, 30 degrees centigrade. And much worse, on the 27th of June, 1996, without public notice, the FDA removed all restrictions from aspartame, allowing it to be used in everything, including all heated and baked goods. The truth about aspartame's toxicity is far different than what the NutraSweet company would have you readers believe. In February of 1994, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released the listing of adverse reactions reported to the FDA, and that was in 1994. Well, aspartame accounted for more than 75% of all of the adverse reactions reported to the FDA's adverse reaction monitoring system. And by the FDA's own admission, fewer than 1% of those who have problems with something they consume ever report it to the FDA. So this balloons the almost 10,000 complaints that they once had to around a million, if we look at it statistically. However, the FDA has a record-keeping problem. They never did respond to the certified letter from the WEBM, or the webmaster of this site. It's a major victim, and they tend to discourage or even misdirect complaints, at least on aspartame. Now, the fact remains, though, that most victims don't have a clue that aspartame may be the cause of their many problems. Many reactions to aspartame were very serious, including seizures and death. Now, these reactions included, so let me run through the list over here, and let's see if you have any of these symptoms. There's about 90 of them. Abdominal pain, anxiety attacks, arthritis, asthma, asthmatic reactions, bloating, edema, fluid retention, blood sugar control problems, hyperglycemia, and hypoglycemia, brain cancer, pre-approval studies in animals, breathing difficulties, burning eyes or throat, burning urination, you can't think straight, chest pains, chronic cough, chronic fatigue, confusion, death, depression, diarrhea, dizziness, excessive thirst or hunger, fatigue, you feel unreal, flushing of the face, hair loss, baldness or thinning of hair, headaches, migraines, dizziness, hearing loss, heart palpitations, hives, hypertension, that's known as high blood pressure, impotency and sexual problems, inability to concentrate, infection, and insomnia, irritability, itching, joint pains, laryngitis, like thinking in a fog, marked personality changes, memory loss, menstrual problems or changes, migraines and severe headaches, muscle spasms, nausea or vomiting, numbness or tingling of extremities, other allergic-like reactions, panic attacks, phobias, poor memory, rapid heartbeat, rashes, seizures and convulsions, slurring of speech, swallowing pain, tremors, tinnitus, vertigo, vision loss, weight gain, tachycardia. Aspartame disease mimics symptoms or worsens the following diseases: fibromyalgia, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, known as MS, Parkinson's disease, lupus, multiple chemical sensitivities, MCS, diabetes and diabetic complications, epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, birth defects, chronic fatigue syndrome, lymphoma, Lyme disease, attention deficit disorder, ADD, panic disorder, depression, and other psychological disorders. Now, if you take a look at that list, it's probably the longest list of side effects from anything that I've ever reported on in my 22 years of reporting. I've never seen anything like this. It's probably the only drug or the only food additive that I know of that's been approved by the FDA that causes a list of symptoms like this, and it mimics these diseases. So you may have symptoms believing that you have multiple sclerosis, for example, and you really don't have multiple sclerosis. What you have here is aspartame poisoning, which has been diagnosed as multiple sclerosis. Or you may have Parkinson's disease. At least somebody told you you had Parkinson's disease, but in reality, your Parkinson's disease isn't caused by Parkinson's disease. It's called by aspartame poisoning, which has been misdiagnosed as Parkinson's disease, and so on. So fibromyalgia, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, lupus, multiple chemical sensitivities, diabetes and diabetic complications, epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, birth defects, chronic fatigue syndrome, lymphoma, Lyme disease, attention deficit disorder, panic disorder, and depression and other psychological disorders may all be misdiagnosed in your case. In other words, if you were to detoxify your body, get off the aspartame, your disease would go away. The symptoms would disappear because your immune system would take over, cast out the aspartame from your body. In other words, your body will throw off the aspartame if you stop poisoning it. Keep in mind that all disease comes from two sources. It's either you're being poisoned or you're being starved. An example of poisoning is aspartame. An example of starvation is vitamin C deficiency, which appears as scurvy. To cure scurvy, we feed you vitamin C, and your body will then take care of the scurvy, which is simply a symptom of vitamin C deficiency. Same thing happens with all of the vitamin deficiencies. You show up with a disease symptom, and when you treat the disease symptom with a nutrient, the symptom goes away. We call that a cure, when in reality all we're doing is feeding you. Well, here's how this happens. Methanol from aspartame is released in the small intestine when the methyl group of aspartame encounters the enzyme chymotrypin. Now look at Stignek, 1984, page 143. That's Stegink, Stignek, 1984. Free methanol begins to form in liquid aspartame containing products at temperatures above 86 degrees Fahrenheit and also within the human body. Now watch this. Your body's temperature is what? 98.6. So the minute you ingest this aspartame, even if it hasn't been heated in the past, it begins to make this methyl in your body as soon as it reaches 86 degrees. The methanol is then converted into formaldehyde, and the formaldehyde converts to formic acid. Ant sting poison is formic acid. Toxic formic acid is used as an activator to strip epoxy and urethane coatings. Now imagine what that's doing inside your body to your body tissues. Get this again. Toxic formic acid is used as an activator to strip epoxy and urethane coatings. This stuff is a paint remover. You've got paint remover inside your body. If you think your body is lacking in paint remover, why don't you go down to your local Dutch Boy dealer, buy a gallon of paint remover, and start taking a teaspoon or two. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, then how does drinking Coca-Cola sweetened with aspartame make any sense to you? Now, another chemical here, phenylalanine and aspartic acid. That's phenylalanine and aspartic acid. 90% of aspartame are amino acids normally used in synthesis of protoplasm when supplied by the foods we eat. But when it's unaccompanied by other amino acids we use, and there are 20 of these amino acids that we use, they're what we call neurotoxic. So some chemical changes occur in your body when you eat this aspartame. Then that is why a warning for phenylketonuries or tonuries is found on Equal and other aspartame products. Now, these phenylketonurics are 2% of the population with extreme sensibility or sensitivity to the chemical unless it's present in food. It gets you to causing brain disorders and birth defects. And finally, this phenylalanine breaks down into DKP, a brain tumor agent. All right, now people come down with brain tumors, and we sit around and we say, well, gee, we don't know what causes brain tumors, but we'll go to a brain surgeon and have him remove it. That costs a lot of money. You might want to consider that to prevent brain tumor, we should prevent its cause. Aspartame is known to cause that. But it doesn't cause that symptom in everyone who eats it. In other words, everyone who eats aspartame or eats Jell-O or drinks soda pop does not develop brain tumor. Maybe you'll develop the symptoms for Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis, and the next guy develops a tumor in his brain. This is the thing that's deceptive, but we've been watching this now for some 25 years since it came onto the market and was approved back in 1980. We now have 24 years of experience with it. Wait until we get to the tests that have been done. I think you'll be surprised. Before we get to that, you're listening to The Law Hour, and The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is brought to you by the Gordon Law School as a public service. And all of these Law Hour programs are archived for your listening convenience on the internet at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Well, listen to this. Did you know that the income tax and Social Security programs are not compatible with our traditional American values? And that's because these two programs are the second and the eighth planks to the Communist Manifesto. These two programs call for a heavy progressive income tax in place of tithing and Social Security as a social welfare scheme that takes the place of strict liability and individual responsibility. And this income tax requires of us that we serve two masters in violation of Matthew 6, verse 24. The income tax requires of us that we rob God in violation of Malachi 3, verse 8. The income tax requires of us that we commit idolatry in violation of Exodus 20, verse 3. And this income tax requires that we use unjust weights and balances in violation of Leviticus 19, verses 35 and 36. The income tax requires that we sign contracts with foreign and alien gods in violation of Exodus 23, verses 32 and 33. Social Security violates the strict liability statute in Exodus 21, 28 through 36. Social Security violates the 10th commandment by appealing to our lust and greed, and then we're taught to call that income redistribution. But the scripture calls it covetousness in violation of Exodus 20, verse 17. Well, the God of Israel gave us a better way of life than that, and our founding fathers at the Constitutional Convention followed that better way in our Constitution, and that's why I contend that you ought to learn how to practice a better way of life than Social Security and income tax. Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call direct? The number's 417-273-4967. While you're at it, be sure to ask for my free general law CD package. Remember, that's a four-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative. Best of all, it's free of charge. Remember that number's 417-273-4967. And tax and status is available on compact disc with all of the paperwork, more than 500 pages, 46 chapters for home education. If you're online, you can go to my website. It's georgegordon.org and click onto the email and send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org or call direct 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about aspartame. Aspartame. Remember, it's manufactured by the Searle Pharmaceutical Company. Searle is owned by the famous Monsanto Company of St. Louis. Remember, they're the great people that put out genetically modified seeds. That's another killer. We'll talk about it another time and another day. Aspartame is a killer. It's been out since about 1980 or thereabouts. It replaced a couple of other killers, like Saccharin, I think was the name of the product that they made from 1937 to about 1978, and they discovered that killed people, and so they said, well, we better take that off the market. Pretty soon they'll discover that aspartame kills people. They'll take that off the market too, but not until it's killed a bunch of people and crippled up a bunch more. If you're one of those, maybe it's time for you to stop. Don't wait for the government. If you're waiting for the government to save you, it could cost you your life. Now, that's why a warning is found on the Equal packages. You know, when you're eating something and it says warning, kind of like the cigarette package, you know, that says, warning, the Surgeon General has determined that this product causes cancer. Maybe you ought to think about that. Now, most people don't. If it tastes good, they're going to eat it. They're not going to change. But there's a few of us out here that would change. There's a few of us that might want to know that aspartame is a deadly poison, and it takes up to 5, 10, 20 years. And some people, they get an immediate reaction. The first time I tasted it, I tested it in a soda pop. That stuff tasted so bad, I never drank another one. And I didn't finish the one that I drank out of. I took three or four sips, and I said, my God, this stuff tastes like horse urine, or worse. So my taste buds told me this stuff isn't fit to eat. That's what protected me. But, you know, it's in a lot of other foods that we eat. And unless you're reading the ingredients, the label on the package, you may be buying products. You know, you go into the dairy case and you look at yogurt, and they've got fat-free yogurt. Well, all of that stuff is being sweetened by these artificial sweeteners. It's not all aspartame. There's other artificial sweeteners. None of it's any good for you. And some of it's deadly poison. In fact, most of it's deadly poison. It's just the degree of the poison effect. So anything that's fat-free, anything that's chemically sweetened, you probably will want to stay away from when we get to the end of this report. In other words, aspartame converts then to dangerous byproducts that have no natural countermeasures. So a dieter's attempt at his empty stomach accelerates these conversions. In other words, you're on a diet, and so you want to take in fewer calories, and so they say, well, that sugar's bad for me because it's filled with calories. I think I'll eat this diet product. You eat it, and as it goes into your stomach doesn't have the amino acids to digest it. And it amplifies the damage. Components of aspartame go straight to the brain, damage that causes headaches, mental confusion, seizures, and faulty balance. Laboratory rats and other test animals died of brain tumors, and despite the claims of Monsanto and their bedfellows, methanol from alcohol and juices does not get converted to formaldehyde to any significant extent. There is very strong evidence to confirm this fact for alcoholic beverages and fairly strong evidence for juices. Now, formaldehyde obtained from methanol is very toxic. It's very toxic in very small doses, as seen by recent research. Aspartame causes chronic toxicity reactions, damage due to the methanol, to formaldehyde and other breakdown products, despite what is claimed otherwise by the very short industry-funded experiments using a test substance that is chemically different and absorbed differently than what is available to the general public. Strangely enough, almost all independent studies show that aspartame can cause health problems. So what you have here is that the industry produces health studies, and 100% of the aspartame industry studies show clearly that aspartame is harmless. In fact, some of them probably show that it's a nutritional deficiency and that if you eat it, you're bound to get healthier. That kind of reminds me of the tobacco industry studies. For over 40 years, the tobacco industry said there's no evidence here that tobacco causes cancer or any health problems. Isn't that self-serving? Wouldn't it be better if I had a product here that I was selling? If I had Underwriters Laboratories test the product to give you an independent research analysis rather than having George Gordon's laboratories test the product? Well, let me assure you that any product that's tested in the George Gordon laboratories for the George Gordon company is going to come out 100% good. But that's not a fair test, is it? And I'm not going to tell you how to buy things, and that's your decision to make. But my common sense tells me that when Monsanto does a test and says, well, we tested the product and it's 100% safe, I get suspicious. If a second report comes in from some other outfit and says this aspartame is a deadly poison, I might sit here and say, well, I don't know if it's poison or not, but now I can see there's a contested issue of fact, and because of that contested issue of fact, let the buyer beware. Now, third, aspartame causes chronic toxicity reactions, damage due to the methanol to formaldehyde and other breakdown products. And a common ploy for Monsanto is to claim that aspartame is safe. It's safe. Yet a few select people may have allergic reactions to it. Oh, I see. Well, let me ask you this. If a few people have allergic reactions to it, could it be that other people have allergic reactions to it but take a longer time or a higher dosage in order to manifest itself? Remember, some people take in very little or very small amounts of aspartame, and other people take in large quantities. They go on to say that this is typical Monsanto nonsense. Their own research shows that it does not cause allergic reactions. It is their way of trying to minimize and to hide the huge numbers of toxicity reactions and damage that people are experiencing from the long-term use of aspartame. Now, Monsanto's caught between a rock and a hard spot. And at this juncture of time, it's kind of like the tobacco companies. The tobacco companies, realizing that their studies and their tests showed that tobacco was safe, people continued to use tobacco products and continued to die. So they went to the government and they said, you know, we should put a warning label on these products. And they did that. That warning label that you see on a package of cigarettes, you thought was forced on the tobacco industry. Oh, no, no. The tobacco industry came up with the idea and said, well, let's put this warning label on here because, you see, once that warning label is on there, their legal liability is terminated. Now, the Monsanto people are in the same position as the tobacco industry was about 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. This is 40 years ago when they started putting that label on there. You see, if Monsanto was to turn around tomorrow and say, you know, now we've had this product on the market now for 20 years, and we've come to the conclusion that it's unsafe and causes these 90 symptoms, they would be inundated with lawsuits, and rightfully so. So they have to maintain the ruse. They have to maintain their position that it's totally safe and there's no problems. And then here's what happened when they had all this mercury in the vaccinations, which causes such things as autism and very death in some cases, autism and other side effects. Congress enacted a special bill for the pharmaceutical industry, along with a special compensation fund paid for by the taxpayers, that exempts the pharmaceutical industry from any lawsuits. In other words, let's suppose that you have a series of shots, or just one shot. This vaccination causes you a damage or kills somebody. You cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies. They're exempted by law. And that's what's going to have to happen here with Monsanto. So for right now, they're going to maintain that the product is totally safe and there's no problems whatsoever. But you can rest assured that they're going to be exempted from any lawsuits, just like the pharmaceutical industry was. And as a matter of fact, this is a drug. This is a pharmaceutical product. It comes from the Searle Pharmaceutical Company. Now, in summary, given the following points, it is definitely premature for researchers to discount the role of methanol in aspartame side effects. The amount of methanol ingested from aspartame is unprecedented in human history. Methanol from fruit juice ingestion does not even approach the quantity of methanol ingested from aspartame, especially in persons who ingest 1 to 3 liters or more of diet beverages every day. Unlike methanol from aspartame, methanol from natural products is probably not absorbed or converted to its toxic metabolics in significant amounts, as discussed earlier. Now, let me pause here for a moment and make an observation. There's a natural product out here we call Laetril, or vitamin B17, discovered back in 1950. It also contains cyanide. Many foods, especially in the pits of peaches, apricots, or in the seeds of grapes and berries, contain trace amounts of cyanide. Well, it just so happens that this vitamin B12 also contains trace amounts of cyanide. So when they discovered that Laetril, or vitamin B17, prevented cancer, this B17 prevents cancer in the same way that vitamin C prevents scurvy. We don't know what causes scurvy. We don't know what causes cancer, but we do know that when people have sufficient amounts of vitamin C in their bodies, scurvy does not appear. When people have sufficient amounts of B17 in their bodies, cancer doesn't appear. And they've taken these tests and they've looked at people like the Hunzas over in the Himalaya Mountains and various isolated tribes of people, some meat eaters and some vegetarians, and they find that they don't have any cancer. Why don't they have cancer? If we have cancer in the United States and Canada, surely they should have cancer in the Himalayas and in the Amazon rainforest, but they can't find it. And then they take a look at these people's diets, and it's high in vitamin B17. They discovered many years ago that when they took sailors out on the ocean, deprived them of vitamin C, they got scurvy, and when they gave them limes or other oranges or lemons or something like that, any kind of a citrus fruit that contained vitamin C, well, these sailors would not only recover, or if you gave it to them in advance, they wouldn't develop it. Well, can't we do the same thing here with aspartame, for crying out loud? So what they do, these pharmaceutical companies, if there's a product that they want to banish, like Laetril, vitamin B17, they point out that it contains this deadly poison, strychnine. They go to the FDA and they say, my God, we've got to eliminate this stuff at all costs. Nobody's ever been killed from eating or ingesting Laetril or B17. But you get caught with that stuff and they'll throw you in jail. It's an illegal drug, but they'll throw you in jail just the same as they would for cocaine or heroin. That's to keep you from using a nutrient that God designed and told you in Genesis 1:28 and 29 that you should ingest it. Now, you come up with this chemical. Now, remember, Laetril is a natural product. It's a food. It's an additive. God has put it into the peach pits and apricot pits, which are the highest forms of it. You know, it's the highest concentration of it. And now you've got these deadly chemicals. When you ingest these chemicals in your body, it gets above 86 degrees, turns to formaldehyde, turns to paint thinner, and it causes these 90 symptoms over here. The same FDA is out here protecting the Monsanto and the Searle Pharmaceutical Company. Now, you cannot construe that in any light other than that the FDA is working for corporate America and they are working against Joe Sixpack Citizen. Now, remember, the FDA is supposed to be there to protect you against these poisons, to protect you against, and they are. They're there to protect you against Laetril and to make sure that the corporation can sell this aspartame, which causes all of these deadly symptoms, including death. This is just one case study, just one case in point. Over the years, I've probably pointed out 20 or 30 of these kinds of contradictions, which demonstrates clearly that Ralph Nader is right, that the government works for corporate America and it works to the disadvantage of the citizens of America. So you better be thinking for yourself. If you're waiting for the government to tell you what's good for you or what's bad for you, you're going to die before you get to be 70 years old. Now, there's a lack of laboratory detectable changes in plasma, formic acid, and formaldehyde levels. They do not preclude damage being caused by these toxic metabolics. Laboratory detectable changes in formate levels are often not found in short exposures to methanol. Aspartame-containing products often provide little or no nutrients, which may protect against chronic methanol poisoning and are often consumed in between meals. Persons who ingest aspartame-containing products are often dieting and more likely to have nutritional deficiencies than persons who take the time to make fresh juices. So one of the arguments that's been used is that, gee, when you squeeze fresh orange juice, you get methanol. What they're not telling you is that this product is a natural product, God designed, and yes, it contains methanol, but it also contains the other amino acids that your body needs to break it down, digest it, and get rid of it. Whereas the aspartame doesn't. It doesn't have the amino acids. We see the same thing in milk. You've probably heard some of my programs on milk if you haven't. Go to the archives and take a look at The Milk of Human Kindness is Not Pasteurized. I did a series on that in the past. Just look it up under milk. And here's the story. God gave us a land of milk and honey. But it wasn't pasteurized and it wasn't homogenized. Now there's a statute in the Bible that says you shall eat no manner of fat. Speaking of animal fat, there's an exception to that. Butterfat you can ingest because in the raw cow's milk is an enzyme. And you have to have that enzyme in order to digest the butterfat in that milk. Now I told you not to eat the fat of the cow. But 8 times in the Bible you'll see the word butter. Butter is lawful. Butter is good for you. Milk is good for you. Honey is good for you. But when you heat the honey above 132 degrees, you kill the enzymes. When you heat the milk above 132 degrees, you kill the enzyme, and the enzyme is necessary for you to digest the milk. This is why people, many people, not all, but many people, are lactose intolerant. They can't digest milk or milk products. Now here's nature's perfect food, which has been perverted and polluted by man for profit, by pasteurizing it and homogenizing it so that we'll have a longer shelf life. It doesn't have anything to do with health. It has to do with shelf life and marketability. That's the purpose behind it. I'm an old-timey dairyman. I know how that game is played. Now, I drink milk all the time. But if you drink pasteurized or homogenized milk, it's going to kill you. That stuff's not fit for human consumption. It's not fit for animals either. And when you feed pasteurized milk to cats for 4 generations, they become sterile. What do you think's happening to Americans? What do you think's happening to people who drink pasteurized and or homogenized milk over 4 generations? Have you noticed that we have reproductive problems in the United States and we have massive disease problems in the United States? You know, disease problems that we didn't have 100 years ago. Of course, 100 years ago, we weren't pasteurizing our milk. Now, take a look at the chemicals that we're putting in our food. One of the chemicals that we're analyzing today is this thing called aspartame. And in every independent study, outside of Searle, outside of Monsanto, they point to the symptoms and the problems that are caused by aspartame. And the only people that are speaking up for it are the industry studies, which are totally self-serving. So aspartame-containing products often provide little or no nutrients. There are no nutrients in these chemicals. Persons with certain health conditions or on certain drugs may be much more susceptible to chronic methanol poisoning. Chronic diseases and side effects from slow poisons often build silently over a long period of time. Many chronic diseases, which seem to appear suddenly, have actually been building in the body for many, many years. An increasing body of research is now showing that many people are highly sensitive to low doses of formaldehyde in the environment. Environmental exposure to formaldehyde and ingestion of methanol, which converts to formaldehyde from aspartame, likely has a cumulative deleterious effect. Now, formic acid has been shown to slowly accumulate in various parts of the body. Formic acid has been shown to inhibit oxygen metabolism. And there are very large and growing numbers of persons who are experiencing chronic health problems similar to the side effects of chronic methanol poisoning when ingesting aspartame-containing products for any significant period of time. This includes many cases of eye damage similar to the type of eye damage seen in methanol poisoning cases. Toxicity effects of aspartame. Use selection of health effects from short-term and or long-term use. And note that it often takes at least 60 days without any aspartame, NutraSweet, to see a significant improvement. So you can't just quit, you know, for a day or two and then say, well, gee, I don't see any difference. Now, if you've got any of these symptoms and you quit this aspartame for 90 days, you should see improvement. And if you don't, we'll go back to taking aspartame. But if you see improvement, then it ought to tell you that this is a side effect that you are getting from the aspartame poisoning. Check all of the labels very carefully, including vitamins and pharmaceuticals, and look for the word aspartame on the label and avoid it. Also, it's a good idea to avoid acesulfame-K. I would imagine that's acesulfame-K or Sunet. Finally, avoid getting nutrition information from junk food industry public relations organizations such as the IFIC or organizations that accept large sums of money from the junk and chemical food industry such as the American Dietetic Association. If you're a user of any products with aspartame and you have physical, visual, or mental problems, take the 60-day no aspartame test. If after 2 months with no aspartame, your symptoms are either gone or are much less severe, please get involved to get this neurotoxin off the market. write a letter to the FDA with a copy to Betty Martini for proof of how the FDA doesn't keep proper records. Write your congressman, return products containing aspartame to the point of purchase for a full refund. Make a big stink. If they won't give you a full refund, tell all your friends and family, and if they stop using aspartame, and also wake up well and get them involved in the same way. Aspartame is an approved sweetener because of a few greedy and dishonest people who place profits above human life and well-being. With the FDA and our Congress culpable, only an informed and active public will affect its reclassification from food additive to toxic drug and removed from the human food chain. The bottom line to this story, then, is aspartame is a killer. You probably, if you've been ingesting any large amounts of it, are suffering from one of these 90, remember that, symptoms. Let me run over some of these symptoms for you again. I'm just about out of time, so let's run through here quickly. Abdominal pain and anxiety attacks, arthritis, asthma, asthmatic reactions, bloating, edema, blood sugar control problems. You may be hypoglycemic or hyperglycemic, brain cancer, breathing difficulties, burning eyes or throat, burning urination, you can't think straight, chest pains, chronic cough, chronic fatigue, confusion, death, depression, diarrhea, dizziness, excessive thirst or hunger, fatigue, you feel unreal, flushing of your face, hair loss, baldness and thinning of hair, headaches, migraines, dizziness, hearing loss, heart palpitations, hives, hypertension, impotency, impotency, sexual problems, inability to concentrate, infection susceptibility, insomnia, irritability, itching, joint pains, laryngitis, like thinking in a fog, marked personality changes, memory loss, menstrual problems or changes, or migraines and severe headaches, muscle spasms, nausea or vomiting, numbness or tingling of extremities, other allergic-like reactions, panic attacks and phobias, poor memory, rapid heartbeat, rashes, seizures and convulsions, slurring of speech, swallowing pain, trachardia, tremors, tinnitus, vertigo, vision loss, and weight gain. Now there's a list of diseases here that mimic such things as aspartame disease mimics symptoms or worsens the following diseases. I'm out of time. We'll see you back here next time.